Good morning. Time for a sports report brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca girls basketball team traveled to Schulzburg on Friday night for Level 2 WIAA playoff action, and Phil Nee was there.
The Ithaca girls basketball team saw a season end with a 55-31 loss at Schulzburg Friday night. The Bulldogs struggled in the first half against the Miners' full court press. By halftime, the score was 29-5. Ithaca came out stronger in the second half and played much improved. Down by 32 at one point, the Bulldogs got within 17 with 9 minutes to play, but could get no closer. Schulzburg freshman Haley Alt led all scorers with 21. Senior Taylor Russell added 10. Alt hit three of the team's three-point shots. The Miners were 8 for 15 from the line. Ithaca was paced by sophomore J.C. Maxwell with 12. Tristan Peterson added 8. Holly King scored 5. Brooklyn Dickey and Maggie Kirshner each had 3 points. The Bulldogs made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 from the free-throw line. The Bulldogs' final season record, 14-11. Following the 55-31 WIAA regional semifinal win, the Miners are now 19-7. They will play host to River Ridge tonight at 7 o'clock in the regional championship game. For Ithaca, the high school basketball careers of seniors Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson came to an end. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 5 finals from last night. Kickapoo over Cochrane Fountain City, 57-52. Barneveld ended Potosi-Cassville season 66-31. Blair Taylor, 61, cashed in 43. River Ridge upsetting Wazika Steuben by 10, 43-33. Oliva Strum holds serve against Hillsboro, 42-25. It was Belmont with a 48-42 win over Blackhawk. And Alma Pepin upsetting number one Independence Gilmanton, 69-27. Division 4, Mineral Point, a 55-37 win over Lancaster. It was Belleville, 45, Darlington, 36. Cuba City, a 90-33 win over Parkview. Argyle Pecatonica over New Glarus, 67-57. In Division 3, River Valley season came to an end at the hands of Prairie du Chien, 62-48. Elk Mound, 69, Viroqua, 30. Wisconsin Dells picked up a 60-25 win over Black River Falls. Platteville season continues. They defeated Broadhead, 77-41. Bloomer, 58, Arcadia, 51. And Altoona over number 3, Mauston, 53-44. Division 2, we see number 1 West Salem, no trouble with Toma, 70-32. La Crosse Central, a 56-54 win over Reedsburg. Onalaska, 45, Sauk Prairie, 43. And DeForest down Sparta, 49-39.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The 82nd Annual Boys State Individual Wrestling Tournament and 4th Annual Girls State Wrestling Tournament continues at the Kohl Center in Madison. Friday night saw consolation round action and the semifinals in all four divisions. boys and girls. Here's how things went for local teams and individuals. For Richland Center, senior Ethan Haiti, after his quarterfinal loss on Thursday evening, bounced back with a 7-0 win over Dane Hodkowitz of Shawano in the consolation round. Today, Ethan will wrestle again against Briar Caves of Lodi. Should he win that match, he will then wrestle for fifth place. Ethan Haiti is a 2-time state place winner who was a runner-up a year ago. Junior Madeline Muller of Richland Center lost her wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. For Ithaca West, and senior Nolan Waldner scored a win in the consolation bracket over Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Nolan needs one more win and then will wrestle in the fifth place match. Teammate Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston lost his wrestle back and is now out of the tournament. The Riverdale Chieftains have had a perfect state tournament. All three wrestlers at state won their semifinals on Friday night and will wrestle for state championships. Sophomore Lakota Brewer was a 3-2 winner over Roger Fleege of Aquinas. Junior Brody Meese, a 7-4 victory over Kazen Busson of Partyville. And junior Grant Matthews was a pin winner over Mitchell Boder of Kewaunee. Brewer, Meese, and Matthews will all wrestle for state championships this evening. Taking a look at the unofficial team scores, Riverdale is now fifth out of the 48 Division III teams and seventh overall. In fact, in those Division III standings, number one is Iowa Grand Highland. Mineral Point is fourth, 1 point ahead of fifth place Riverdale. Only Kaukauna and Evansville and the other two boys' divisions are ahead of those teams in the standings. Mineral Point will have two wrestling for state titles tonight, defending champion Kate Rule and 3-time runner-up Rowan Carey, plus Delia Collins goes for a state title for the Mineral Point girls. Wrestling for third this evening, Memphis Burkhalter of the Pointers. In wrestleback activity are both Jacob Dannenberg for the boys and Emily Heisner for the Mineral Point girls. Iowa Grand Highland will have three wrestling for state titles this evening, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockhoff, while Gavin Hinderman wrestles for third, and Brock Hinderman is one win away for wrestling for fifth place for Iowa Grand Highland. Other results from Friday's action at the Cole Center: for North Crawford Seneca, sophomore Frankie Groom lost her semifinal to top-ranked and defending state champion Lily Banks of Menasha. Frankie Groom now wrestles for third place, while Jaron Grimslid and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca both won their wrestleback matches. They need one more win, and then will wrestle for fifth place this afternoon. Also wrestling for state championships tonight from the area, Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Tremple of Melrose Mindoro, and Blake Endrace of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. Dodgeville has two wrestlers in the state finals tonight, sophomore Shane Rashan, a defending state titleist, and 2-time champion Hakan Peterson goes for his third. Pecatonica Argyle has two wrestling for state titles, Lucas Orloff and reigning state champion Aiden Grunenfelder. Prairie du Chien also has two in the state finals, upperweights Blake Terry and Jack Simmons. And Evansville has three going for championships, freshman Colton Bullig, sophomore Colin Fry, and 3-time state champion Danny Heiser will be looking for his fourth state title. Also looking for his fourth title tonight is Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. While in Friday night girls semifinal action, 3-time champion Haley Krieger of New London was defeated in her bid to win that match and become the state's first 4-time girls wrestling champion. Two other state champions were knocked off last night in the girls tournament, Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski and Madison Burns of Ashland, while former champion Syriana Reinwald of Horicon also was defeated. In Division I, reigning state champion Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln lost his quarterfinal on Thursday night and is now in the wrestlebacks for Wisconsin Rapids. Area wrestlers in the wrestleback round today, in addition to Ethan Haiti of Richland Center, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimslid and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Jacob Dannenberg and Emily Heisner of Mineral Point still wrestling. Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Both Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville. Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk. Carson Bassett and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. Also, William Cradoville and Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, and Chloe LaRue, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, still wrestling in the consolation round. Area wrestlers who saw their state tournament end on Friday include Madeline Muller of Richland Center, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, Caden Coleman of Ithaca-Weston, for Mineral Point, Liam Carey, Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, and Emmett Collins all saw their tournament come to a close. Cashton's Parker Milsna bowed out on Friday, as did Brendan Rick of Royal One Ewok Center, Clayton Geyer of Westby, Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore, and three wrestlers from Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, Evan Curtis, Bryce Buxton, and Landon Bush. Wrestling continues in consolation round action today at the Cole Center at 10 o'clock this morning. One round of consolation matches. The winners wrestle for fifth, and then the third place matches will go as well in the morning session, session number four at the Cole Center. The championship session begins with the parade of champions at 5:30 this evening. Reporting from Madison for Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, Troy Clary, and David Wormand for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twine.